Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning. James Glory here from the north of England, Accrington. What a beautiful day. Blue skies, birds singing, barely a cloud in the sky. It's absolutely terrific, and apparently the weather forecast is that it will be even better today. Praise God. Today, I realised from looking around that the devil is getting a free hand in this world. A free hand. People are not taking their authority. As the Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from us. May I inquire into your personal circumstances today? Is there, as the word of God says, James 3:16, for where there is envy and strife, there is confusion and every evil work. In your life today, your personal circumstances, your work, your relationships, is there strife and envy? I believe that it's time that we stop umming and ahhing and perhaps moaning and speaking negative stuff. Because it yields to these influences, these nasty influences. Do you know, the enemy likes to inspire bad thoughts or even terrible actions towards the ones we love. Today, stop speaking negative. Come on, let's be positive. We need to grab back the reins. We need to take back this authority and use it in this war that is our life. A war for good against bad. Do you know, we can't fight this spiritual battle with physical weapons. We need to fight spiritually, and God is love. Let's wield the power of love today. Let's take the offensive. Come on. Come on. Let's grab this life. Let's be positive. Let's release some serious joy and happiness into the lives of our friends, family, and those who we have a relationship with. Yes. Come on. It says, as a man thinks in his heart, so he is, in Proverbs. As a man thinks in his heart, so he is. What are you thinking in your heart? Are you thinking positive stuff? Do you have a fear there? Is there a fear there? That just touched upon there, a fear. How can you deal with it? What is the best way? What is the approach? What will bring the best fruit bearing from that? What will be the best outcome? Surely love will be the best outcome. Love, 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 surely. You know, I pray today that you may be able to transfer some of the love that God has for you into the lives of others. And you will see a transforming power. I know this is fact because my life was miserable. I was an addict and an alcoholic, and praise God I have been set free. And I am determined today to get this across to you, that strife in relationships opens up the door to all negativity and the enemy. Resist the devil and he flees. Because God is the author of love and peace and joy. Come on today, grab the reins. Let's be positive. Extend your hand in friendship to those who perhaps you don't want to today. Because we know that love is powerful. And the Bible tells us that perfect love drives out fear. Don't be afraid today. Come on, feel the love. Come on, give that love away. It's free. It's free. Yes, hallelujah, it's free. Give it away and you get more back. Have a wonderful day, guys. Thank you for the emails and all the encouragement. It's wonderful. Do you know, and I'm, you know, my email address is being bandied about and it's there for prayer. There's been some great answers to prayer. And I'm confidential too, as you know. So, have a wonderful day. Remember, speak positives over your life and over the lives of others and release that love. Hallelujah. James Glory, north of England, saying boo boo and bless you. Come on, guys. Positivity, positivity. Love, love, love. Come on. Come on. Try it. Don't be scared. Try it. Have a great day. I love you all. Blessings. Bye.